Good evening and welcome to the Bitochen Shir, Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen message, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilui Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren ben Moshe, Lilui Nishmas Gittel Bas Horav Eliezer Monoach. We're constantly looking for opportunities to strengthen our bitochen. That's really what this series is all about. We know the benefits of menuchas hanefesh, peace of mind, not to worry about anything, and the ability to influence the results that we want to see, to achieve that which we want to achieve, to be helped, to be saved, to be assisted in those areas that we specifically desire to help, to be helped, and to be and to accomplish. Now, we're always looking for advice as to how to strengthen that, and advice as to how to avoid the pitfalls of losing it. Of course, the major pitfall that we know, the Rishonim tell us, is that even though we know that Hashem is all about chesed and good and rachamim, and his hatov kiloi cholu rachamecho, his hamarachim kiloi samul chasudecho, his mercy and his chesed is endless, never ceases. However, we're afraid. Maybe we don't deserve. And if I don't deserve, then I can't be sure that he's going to deliver for me, because maybe I'm not deserving, and therefore that's not what's appropriate. And we look for ways to bypass that obstacle. There's a very interesting medrash Shochar Tov. The medrash says, as follows, the medrash on Tilim, and it says, Mi bochem yirei Hashem, So who is the one who is a Yirei Hashem? So the Medrash says as follows, Bishor sheYisrael nichnosim letzora, at a time when the Klal Yisrael enters a tzora, they enter a difficult, painful, troublesome, dangerous situation. Hem oimrim laHakadosh Baruch Hu, they say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ga'alo Yisonu, redeem us from this tzora. That's what we ask of him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oymer Lohem, Yesh Beneichim Yirei Shomayim, do you have amongst you God-fearing people? Veim Oymerim L'Sheovar, B'mei Moshe, B'mei Yoshua, B'mei David, B'mei Shmuel. We used to have times of Moshe, Yoshua, David, Shmuel. Aval Achshav, Kol She'onu Hoylchim, He Machasheches Lonu V'Hoyleches. It gets worse and worse as time goes on now. We have less and less of these Yirei Shamayim. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an Eitzah to a generation, a Klal Yisrael, who admittedly says that they don't have Yirei Shamayim. They don't have God-fearing people amongst them. We used to have in our past, but we're losing it, and every generation gets worse and worse. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bitchu Bishmi. Trust in my name. He says, trust in my name, and it will stand you well. Because, as the Pasuk says, trust in the name of Hashem. And then the Medrash explains, V'loma, why is this true? Shekol mi sheboitech b'shmi, ani matziloi. Anyone who puts his trust in my name, in my midas hachesed, and I assume it means in my adoin hakoil, I'm the master of all, there's nothing I can't do. I'm the one responsible for everything and capable of everything, and the Baal HaRachamim, and the one who has mercy, ani matzilo, you put your trust in my name, and I will save him. And this is very interesting, because what this seems to say is that even if there's no Yerushamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not, you know, if it just happens, you happen to find trust, and okay, that'll help you. He's giving us advice. This is advice directly from Hashem himself. Trust in my name, and I will help you, because everyone who puts his trust in my name, I am committed to help him. Now, that's a very powerful statement. The problem is, as everything else in life, and as all the other powerful statements that we come across, we forget about it. You know, time goes on, there's a problem, I become overwhelmed with the problem, I become nervous about the problem, I lose the menuchas hanefesh, I lose that bitochon, I think this one is too much, this is just beyond anything that we can handle, and give up. We forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's a promise, Kol mi shebatech bishmi, ani matziloi. And it occurred to me that there's something that we can do on a daily basis which really reflects this Medrash Shachar Tov. We say Shemoneh Esrei. We say Shemoneh Esrei many times, three times a day. And in the weekday Shemoneh Esrei, we ask first that for tshuva, Hashiveinu Avinu Sarasecha v'achzireinu b'tshuva shleim l'fanecha, help us to do tshuva. And then we say, Slach lonu avinu ki chotonu. We ask for forgiveness. Machal lonu malkeinu ki poshonu. You're the chanun hamar belislach. You're the gracious one who gives us forgiveness even beyond what we deserve. And after that, there's a unique little brocha. And it's a brocha, it seems from the Mefarshim, Re'eva onyenu, seems to be a brocha not going on the golus or the suffering of Klal Yisrael as a unit, as a nation, but rather on the personal things, just like we ask for slicha, and after that we ask for refuah. Here we're asking re'eva onyeinu ve'rivor riveinu. Please look at our suffering. We ask Hashem to look at our suffering, and we know that when Hashem looks at our suffering, kaviyochol, what that means is pay attention to our suffering and feel our pain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels our pain. And re'eva onyeinu, ve'riva riveinu, and plead our cause. We ask Hashem to take up our cause, not just to decide in our favor, but to be the one who sticks up for our cause, who pleads our case in front of the Bezin Shalmala, what that means. I guess the judge is also the defense attorney. Ve'riva riveinu, ugaleinu, redeem us from all of our tzoras, not just from the geula, from the golus in which we find ourselves for close to 2,000 years, but geula shlemin l'man shemecho, from all of the tzoras that we have, redeem us. Ki goyel chozok oto, because you are the goyel, that's you, that's what you do, you promised that the one that you put, that puts your trust in you, you will redeem us. Ki goyel chozok, all powerful, no limitations. You are Baruch Atah Hashem, you're the Mekor of Brochas Hashem, Goel Yisrael. You're the one who redeems us. You're the one who redeems us. You do it. That's what you do. You do it. You are the Redeemer. That's what you do. And therefore, we turn to you. And as we know, the Goyin tells us that tefillah is a concept of bitochon. Ro'i ponecha lo'i pilolti. Yaakov said to Yosef, I didn't allow myself ever to think positively that I'd see you again. When we stand in tefillah, we evoke positive feelings, hope, reliance on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we say, you're the Goyel Chozok Ota Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisroel. That's who you are. That's what you are. That's what you do. And that brocha can inspire and re-strengthen and redirect and refocus our bitochen three times a day, every single time that we say it. And it has such a power to it, because you're the Goel Yisrael. That's what you do. That's your thing. And you promised us. And when we say this, bracha, we're standing in front of you with the hope and with the confidence that this is what you're going to do. And that is what you do. And therefore, we're relying on you. We're relying on you that that's what you do. Now, there's something else that I think should be mentioned. It's very interesting. The Ralbag in the Te'elius mentions it in this week's Parsha, in Parsha Shlach. He says that Moshe and Aaron were answered in their tefillas when they asked that the magefa that was inflicted on Klal Yisrael after the Maisel with Korach should stop. And it says immediately they brought the Keteris, but they also had a magefa, and the magefa stopped. And the Ralbag sees in that it was because of the tefillas of Moshe and Aaron that the magefa stopped. But he says something very interesting. He says that the the power that those tefillahs had to make it happen immediately was because of the fact of the pain and the suffering that Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, who were such great tzaddikim, were suffering at the pain of the Klal Yisrael at what was happening. And even though maybe the tefillah itself might not have merited that response, and even though the Klal Yisrael may not have been worthy of that response directly, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu couldn't tolerate, kaviyochol, the pain of Moshe and Aaron when they're standing there and they're feeling the pain, the suffering, the pain that they have, the undeserving of that pain that they have for Klal Yisrael. And when they come and invoke that tefillah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to them to take them out of their pain. There's a koyach in tefillah. Now, of course, this is the special hashgacha for the super tzaddikim, but it probably applies down on lower levels as well. To the degree that a person connects with Hashem and is close to Hashem and feels Hashem's hashgacha and feels that relationship and that closeness, then when he turns to Hashem and he's in pain, he's in his pain or the pain, the suffering of those that he prays for. And so often we want the bitochon and we want the tefillah for the needs of others. And sometimes, even though that individual may not be worthy, and maybe we can't even muster the fullness of bitochon to trust in Hashem that that person should be saved, but we feel the pain. We see this person suffering, and we turn to Hashem in suffering for the pain of our fellow Jew, and we ask Him, please, please help them and remove them and redeem them and take them out of that situation. And that is almost an entitlement, because we don't have to suffer that pain. And therefore, because we're suffering a pain at the suffering of others, HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately responds to our tefillah to alleviate our pain. And that's what it seems happened there by Moshe Rabbeinu in the immediacy of the, right at the end of the same posuk, Otzar HaMagefa. And I think that this really is a formula for successful tefillah. You know, tefillah is always Oysa Machzo. Tefillah always accomplishes something. I think it's more fair, more right to say, rather than sometimes the answer is no, sometimes the answer is not now. It is not now. Not yet. Sometimes the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants more tefillah because we elevate ourselves and become closer to Him with the additional tefillah that we do. But there is such a thing in tefillah. It says that one should be mispalel for a Talmud Chochem in need ad sheyechle, until he gets sick. Not that he gets sick of the tefillah, but he gets sick for the pain of the Talmud Chochem that he's internalizing in his tefillah. When we internalize pain in tefillah, when we feel focus and appreciate and are deeply or more deeply sensitive to the pain of the one that we're praying for, because when we turn to Hashem, we're feeling that person's pain, sometimes in the merit of that pain alone, of internalizing that one's pain and Hashem's desire to help us to remove the pain, even though the recipient of the tefillah, the beneficiary of the tefillah may not be worthy at the time, but Hashem responds to the pain that we feel and will help us. So we have many means of approaching Hashem and bringing about the Geula. He promised us, if we trust in His name, He will redeem us. And there also seems to be that in the tefillah, when the tefillah feels the pain of someone else, then that seems to have a very serious koyach to influence that Hashem accepts that tefillah specifically to alleviate the pain of the one who's being mispalel and the pain that he feels for his fellow Jew. Let's hope that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should accept our tefillahs today. There's so much tzaras, and we sometimes do feel the pain of the suffering of others. And in that merit, He should accept our tefillahs and help us to be able to listen to His advice, where He says, "Bitchu bishmi, vani atzilchem." trust in my name and I'll save you, we should be zeichet to be able to be mispalel with the feeling for others' pain and to be batuach b'shem Hashem, and that merit he should save us and all of Klal Yisrael from all of our challenges and all of our difficulties, and we should be zeichet to the haromas keren hatoiro and the bias goel tzedek b'mehiru b'yomeinu.